This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Logistics and administration can be an absolute nightmare, and when it comes to healthcare, this can kind of be amplified, right? So how do you make the healthcare experience as smooth and convenient as possible? You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and today I'm speaking to Dr. Snehal Patel. He's the CEO and co-founder of MyDoc.com in Singapore. So first of all, thank you so much for being on the phone with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So MyDoc is a digital platform that offers complete end-to-end healthcare solutions, and it's based in Singapore, as I mentioned. So what are, first of all, I think, what are some of the examples of the challenges in this case that the healthcare industry in Asia faces?
So I think one of the issues that the healthcare industry in Asia faces is just an idea of being able to get access for important services to end users and patients. I think this is just a part of the journey that Asia is undergoing as it grows and becomes more and more mature. So one of the things that MyDoc really strives to provide is a seamless point of contact for patients to, you know, their most everyday concerns when it comes to healthcare.
Right. And, you know, why does the healthcare industry have all these kind of logistical issues with getting that sort of end bit of that care?
I believe it's just a way, I think it's just a growing pain of the way that economies develop. If you recall, you know, just, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, in this part of the world, there was very little services when it comes to health. And it's only been recently that you've seen the proliferation of quality services across markets in Southeast Asia and Asia more broadly. And so I think it's an inevitable part of the growing pains of a market. But the great thing about where we are now in terms of development, and I can speak on this primarily because I grew up in the U.S., but I've spent the last decade of my life as a business person here in Asia, is that I think Asia has an amazing opportunity to leapfrog other parts of the world when it comes to developing infrastructure for the services that they need for the next, you know, next century, frankly.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point about the fact that, in a way, kind of the healthcare industry here has kind of a later start, right, than a lot of other places. But also, you know, I wanted to ask, what was kind of the main point that spurred you to start MyDoc up with Dr. Vaz Metupal?
So, yeah, great question. Maybe I'll just give you a quick primer on our background. So I'm originally from the U.S., trained as a surgeon in New York and Boston, and moved out here to sort of switch careers into investments. But my investment strategy or focus of the fund that I joined here in Singapore was around healthcare. And when I came on board, I was employee number one, looking at sort of opportunities. And we spent a lot of time in Southeast Asia, obviously being headquartered in Singapore. And one of the pain points that we saw across markets was when it came to outpatient care, there was very little when it comes to single quality branded service providers. You have good hospitals. Hospitals are being sort of grown, and especially by the government. But, you know, there's a lot of small clinics that sort of exist in all these markets. And some are great. In fact, they're run by fantastic physicians and providers. But it was hard for the consumer to get access to them. And because they were all split up and fragmented, the ability for a patient to be able to have a continuous sort of form of care became very difficult. So, you know, in that fund, we end up spending a lot of time developing models around sort of outpatient care, so buying clinics, pharmacies, et cetera. Fast forward 4 years, and we've done that in several markets around Asia. It became clear to me that, you know, that was one way that, you know, we could tackle this challenge of access, of quality access and seamless continuity of care. But, you know, if you recall that 6 years ago when MyDoc was started, it was really the beginning of sort of the internet revolution in Southeast Asia. You had the rise of social media, the rise of, you know, WhatsApp and other sort of forms of communication. So when Voss and I connected, we said, hey, you know what? We really feel like there is probably a fundamental shift occurring when it comes to the ways that patients or people connect with sort of services more generally. And what it would be a great idea to think about how we can bring all this together on a single platform. That was coupled with another thing that was occurring at the same time. And even today, you would say that insurance as a industry has less penetration in terms of users as a percentage of population in Southeast Asia as compared to markets in the West and other parts of the world. However, it's rapidly growing in this market for the same reasons. As people have more disposable income, they're much more, you know, they want to spend money on healthcare and education for their children. they also want to, you know, make sure they protect their nest egg. So as a result, insurance becomes more and more important for this emerging middle class. So we started realizing that one of the pain points around the burgeoning insurance ecosystem was because healthcare was also sort of developing at the same space, the same rate, or faster in some ways, the costs were starting to become a real problem. So in order for, you know, you could easily see a situation which would be sort of a tragedy where insurance would grow, but then, you know, healthcare costs would rapidly outstrip the insurance, and all of a sudden, you know, you really can't even afford that. So one of the things that we realized kind of early on was that it would be interesting for us to connect the entire ecosystem, including the providers, but also the payers, in other words, insurers, to make sure that we could provide a seamless connectivity of service for the end user, which was the patient, but also connecting it with the payments that, you know, insurers make to help it all sort of fit together. So, you know, it's in a nutshell, what we're trying to do is basically make access to care more convenient for the end user, because ultimately that is the most important thing, the patient getting access to the right care at the right time. Connecting that with payers, you know, insurers that also have a pain point around rapidly increasing costs. So we feel that by being able to do both, which you can if we have the right model, we can really revolutionize the way that healthcare is both provided and consumed in this market.
All right. And speaking of that, right, I mean, what exactly is your business model? Because you've got your, obviously you've got MyDoc as an app that you can kind of sign up for. But apart from that, kind of how does that all work when, you know, when you're talking about this kind of insane level of connectivity that you have to accomplish?
Well, it's, you know, interesting enough, because we focus specifically only on the outpatient space at this point, it's there's significant amounts of connectivity, but we've, you know, spent 6 years becoming experts at it. For us, you know, the business model is really focused around this idea of managing the cost of care. So we like to talk about, there's a whole industry that's cropping up around value-based care. And in other markets, value-based care is really defined in several different ways, but essentially the goal is, you know, if care is being provided, then you need to see the value of that care. In other words, you know, we shouldn't get into a practice where, you know, medications provided or, you know, scans are done just for the sake of driving up the number of those scans or medications, right? We need to see what the outcome is. And that's a very difficult thing to do. So, like, you know, that's something that it's definitely a road you have to be on, as opposed to being able to, you know, turn a switch and all of a sudden you have this perfect system. But what we're really doing is building the blocks of a proper value-based care model, which is, can we at least start to tie up the loose ends when it comes to payers and the outcomes that they're seeing from the cost that they're spending? But that has to be coupled with the way that patients are being managed. So more pertinently, the way that our business model works is we tend to work directly with insurers and corporates who then will sort of work with us on different payment models to reimburse care that's being provided through our platform. So the goal is, you know, we would like to consider ourselves more a B2B2C platform. If you look at the in terms of the language of sort of startups, you know, most things can be clubbed either as a B2C, which is a direct-to-consumer model in which the consumer pays directly, or other companies that are B2B2C or B2C, which is where you're really partnered with big enterprises. We would be the latter in the sense that most of our business is structured around, you know, payments from the corporate insurers on behalf of consumers, because they are ultimately responsible for some of the cost of their care.
So, okay, I like that idea as well. I think that, you know, trying to go straight from B2C on this kind of scale would be very, very difficult, and to also be able to connect, you know, the insurers and everything through this kind of corporate, I guess, mechanism really works for you guys. So you have your app, and that's kind of what I guess companies would sign up for and use, you know, for their employees. And you have a lot of services that you have available as part of this app, right? So stuff like a personalized health diary, you've got e-prescriptions, you've got claims automation, right? So, you know, I mean, where did you start off with first? Like, what was the first service that you implemented? And then kind of from there, how did it grow? And could you also like tell me a bit more about some of these services?
Great question. And actually, maybe I'll take a step back. The easiest way to think about it is, you know, unfortunately, we've all had the bad experience of being ill at some point. I'm hopefully not, you know, severely ill, but we've all been sick, had coughs and colds. You know, I think as a human being, we feel the single thing that we want is to get better, right? Like, no matter how old it takes, like, you'll go to a doctor, doctor gives you a med, tells you to stay in bed, whatever it is, you'll do whatever it takes to feel better because you have a life to live and the last thing you need to do is deal with this particular illness. When we started thinking, we really thought about that when we built the platform. You have to take that holistic approach to the human being. Unfortunately, Asia is suffering from an explosion of diabetes, from hypertension, from some of these diseases these chronic diseases that require constant surveillance. But for us, the distinction between those disease categories and, you know, sort of acute illnesses, i.e. coughs and colds and viruses, for the end user, it's all sort of the same thing, right? You may feel worse at one given moment because of a acute flu, for example, but if you're ill, you're ill. And it never made sense to us to create these artificial barriers in terms of creating a product. We wanted to be able to be one of the most trusted brands or trusted products in the market where someone just goes and touches us first, and then we help sort out where they need to get the next level of care. One of the things we launched in terms of products around this model was health screening. So we do a lot of work with corporates, now increasingly with community organizations and governments, around being able to provide screening for their employees, their citizens, et cetera. And why this is important, I think, is twofold. One is we're able to understand the population-level health issues that a specific group of people suffer from. So, for example, you could be a big company, and you know one of the things that you're struggling with as an HR director is your costs of your insurance is going up rapidly. You're not really sure why, right? By being able to provide the service, we're able to provide, and this is very important to underline, a aggregate view. So in other words, one of the things that we serve as a very important sort of in-between company is that the personal data of each individual is completely theirs, and it's never shared to anyone else unless they explicitly give their permission. On the other hand, you can take a snapshot of everyone and provide that data to corporates to let them say, look, the overall state of your health of your company is this. And these are the overall issues that you're struggling with. And this is something you can do to help sort of structure programs to help manage. What we try to do is help to personalize the health of that end user by taking their own data and saying, hey, based on these specific factors, this is the next level of care that we would recommend. And we can help facilitate that, right? So we're trying to make it easier for them to get access to the right care at the right time.
All right, well, it's time for a short break for a little bit of music, but after that, I will continue speaking to Dr. Snehal all about MyDoc and their achievements and also their recent regional expansion. So do stay tuned to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Breathe freely, Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and before the break, I was speaking to Dr. Snehal Patel all about MyDoc.com. So this is a Singaporean digital healthcare solutions platform, and we talked a little bit about what are the main kind of issues in the healthcare industry that they wanted to address, this kind of end care gap in a way, and kind of a few of the services that MyDoc offers as well, and kind of how they are, in your words, a B2B2C sort of platform. But now I'd like to go on to discuss a few of your achievements. So you've been around, as you've mentioned before the break, for 6 years now. And in 2017, you raised $5.2 million in Series A funding. So, I mean, how did you go about that? And also, what did you use the money for?
So I think, you know, the funding challenges in this market are really you have to be able to prove your model and understand what other pain points you're solving. For us, you know, we wanted to make sure that what we're doing when we raise capital is, you know, obviously you have to be able to spend it on the right things. Otherwise, it's very easy to sort of go after sort of things that look nice but don't really help drive the end goal of what the company set out to do. So, yeah, what we end up spending the capital on, or what we're actually sort of continuing, is building our product, right? I think number one and number two, number three, the most important thing is if you don't have a viable product in the market, then none of this other stuff matters. So we spent a lot of time, and we continue to do, on building, you know, a really quality product that our customers are very happy to use. And you know, we're very proud of the fact that, you know, right now we are, we have some very supportive clients who continue to expand their use with us. And I think that sort of justifies a lot of the build. But it's not trivial. I mean, when you're doing work, especially in healthcare, you know, any market that's heavily regulated, and particularly in healthcare, where you know you're dealing with people's lives. It is very important, and we take it incredibly seriously to spend whatever it requires to make sure that the data, the access points, the connectivity is really beyond you know anything that we can see foresee being challenged. You know, everyone likes to talk about companies that like to you know, I guess you know, Facebook famously said, build, you know, what is it, move fast and break things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really do that in healthcare because people's lives are at stake. So for us, we do take that seriously. And, you know, the capital's really required to be able to make sure we have a product that can manage that.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the main thing, right? I think with a lot of other business industries or verticals, you can, as you said, move fast and break things, right? You are allowed to do that because there's a lot less to lose. But the healthcare industry, it must be, you know, the stakes are so much higher. And so that's what actually was something I wanted to ask about, you know, because it's so difficult in a way to make sure all those regulations are in place and to make sure and to go through all those processes, you actually still did manage to have an expansion. So you established the India joint venture in Bangalore. And so this is your kind of first establishment of a footprint in India. So like, why India, first of all?
Yeah, so I think, let me just kind of before go on to that one, just quickly. Yeah, I think one of the things that just to underlie the reason we went after our specific business model, you know, B2B2C is very challenging. You know, it's sales cycles take time. But, you know, from our perspective, it also provides a lot of validation. You know, the kind of clients we work with are absolute top blue chip type companies, right? So if an end user, a patient, for example, is looking to be validated and say, like, hey, you know, who is this company? You know, if we're tied up with a top insurer or top sort of corporate, they will have at least more sort of security knowing that, you know, clearly these guys did their homework. And I think that was very important in terms of how we structure things. That also segues a bit into how we look at partnerships and even fundraising. So our structure in India was actually a launch with one of our investors in our last round, UST Global, which is a well-known, large, actually U.S.-based systems integrator technology platform. And they've done some incredible work for some large corporate companies. And the reason they invested in us was really because they saw that our access and business, or the kind of companies that we were tying up with and working with, were similar to their sort of cohort, of course, in their case, at a much bigger level. And so we decided that when it came to India, they have a big footprint and are well known in that market. It's from sales to actual tech development. And so it made sense for us to say, look, you know, we're a small startup, and what we want to be able to do is build great products and build, you know, a great sort of experience for our end user. It would be more efficient for us to work together. And as a result, you know, that sort of that partnership has come together. So we're really excited about it. You know, India is a huge market. There's a lot of potential. It's I think, like most markets that are sort of on the rapid growth phase, there's going to be a lot of consolidation. There's a lot of people sort of going after a rapidly growing market. But we feel like, you know, one of the advantages we have with the UST tie-up is that we're coming into this particular market on the backs of a partnership with a very large, well-known, established industry player. And that will, you know, hopefully pay dividends. So.
Right. And, you know, would you consider expanding MyDoc to more parts of Southeast Asia as well?
Actually, the first subsidiary we launched was in Hong Kong. So we do have a sub in Hong Kong where we are doing work with large clients there. So, and that happened 2 years ago. So we've been slowly, but, you know, steadily expanding our reach. We've worked in Malaysia, for example, as well. Yeah, I think, you know, stay tuned. In the next several months, there'll be several announcements around about expansion around the region.
Right. And, you know, in your 6 years of operation, right, what have been some of the main challenges that you've faced, not like just to do with the healthcare aspect of it, but even, you know, creating the app and making sure that digital platform works?
Well, I mean, look, I think any new idea, especially in a market as you know, sort of regulatorily challenging as healthcare, is going to require significant amount of fortitude, if I may use that word. You know, it's always hard to be a market maker. It's much easier to be able to build products on the back of an established sort of concept. And you know, we knew that we were getting what we're getting into. As I mentioned, 6 years ago, we started this knowing that we were extremely early in the sort of life cycle of value-based care, digital health, what have you, in Southeast Asia. In fact, we like to sort of call ourselves the grandfather or grandparents of digital health in some ways, because I think there was maybe one or two other companies around when we incorporated. But we deliberately went slow. You know, sometimes it makes sense when you're trying to get, especially in a market as important to get right as health, to go a little bit more slowly. And for the first 3 years, we basically just, it was Voss and I and a couple developers just, you know, A-B testing a bunch of ideas. You know, it is an advantage that both of us are physicians, so we had a great sort of network of fellow physicians to test ideas with and bounce ideas around with. And we wanted to make sure that we were getting onto the right path. So I think the challenges are that you have to have the staying power to be able to stick with something. And, you know, we have, as most companies that I think ultimately become successful, have sort of slightly pivoted our model. You know, we initially went after a slightly different model. We played with B2C to some level and that sort of worked okay. But eventually you find your, as we call it, your Polaris, your North Star, and you have to sort of figure out what that direction is and you have to commit to it. And I think that's what we've done now.
All right. Well, apart from that, you know, and if you can spare any details, what is in the future for MyDoc?
So I think for us, it's going to be both expanding the reach of our product, so going into new markets, which, as I mentioned, there'll be announcements around that in the coming months. But I also think in terms of, you know, the ultimate goal of our service for the patient, which is to create a platform that provides the right care at the right time for everyone. And that means, you know, making sure that our product continually evolves and grows with the market needs. As we see things coming online, you know, how do we then appropriately sort of use some of the technologies? You know, we're not a company that plays a lot of buzzword bingo, so the AIs and the blockchains and whatnot. On the other hand, you know, I think being smart and really thinking deeply about how those sort of change, those interesting technologies can enhance the experience of the end user is a very, very important thing. And we do have some smart people really focused on that. So I think, you know, being able to provide that additional level of engagement and product quality is going to be something that's going to be very important for us as well as we continue to grow.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking to me today, Dr. Snehal.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. That about wraps up for today's Open for Business. If you have missed any of this interview about MyDoc, we have our app on the Apple App Store. We've also got our app on the Google Play, where you can listen to the podcast as well. If you want to listen to it on your desktop, you can do that too at bfm.my/podcast. And you can also tune into us on Spotify as well. You have been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.